If your Bible, please feel free to open it to Romans chapter 4.
Tera eu am non Bible naua deskavia o amni Romana tukfa evat.
We'll read from verse 18 to 21.
Tera magtsika manumke omni andinia fa falombefulo katramni fa rakambropul. Romana tukfa evat tenendinia fa falombefulo katramni fa telombropul.
Can read verse 18 to 21.
Fara ke ambropolo azafady. Ary na dia efa tsy nisy fanantenana azy, dia nanantena ihany izy kanino mba horain'ny firenena maro, araka ny voalaza hoe ho tahaka izany ny taranakao. Ary satria tsy mba nalemy finoana izy, dia nihevitra ny tenany izay efa ohatrany maty, fa efa tokony ho zato taona izy sy ny fahafatesan'ny kibon'ny sara. Ary tsy nianahanany amin'ny teny fikasan'Andriamanitra tamin'ny tsy finoana izy, fa nampaherezin'ny finoana ka nanome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ary nahatoky indrindra fa izay nolazainy dia hainy atao koa.
Let's pray.
Ndaontsika hivavaka.
Father, may you speak to us this morning.
Ray eo, hiteny aminay anie ianao amin'ity maraina ity.
Your word is living and powerful.
Nteninao dia velona sy mahery.
Your word is able to cut to our hearts.
Ary nteninao dia tena afaka manapaka ny anatin'ny fonay ihany mihitsy.
So we open ourselves.
Dia sokafanay ny tenanay.
And say, have your way, Lord.
Dia miteny izay hoe aoka ho tonga ny lalanao izay tianao atao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
This passage tells us that Abraham was facing something impossible.
Ity andalatsoratra masiny ity dia miteny amintsika hoe Abrahama dia nanatrika zavatra ohatrany hoe tsy afaka ny hotanteraka na hoe impossible.
And the normal response for us in that situation would be to be hopeless.
Ary ny valiteny tonga dia ohatrany hoe normal ho antsika rehefa mandalo zavatra ohatran' izay dia le tsy manana fanantenana.
I mean, it says his body was as good as dead. And Sarah's womb was dead. Those are strong terms. How do you view death? It's kind of the end, it's hopeless. You know, yesterday we were trying to help somebody with a car that was dead. I'm not Jesus, that wasn't Lazarus. When we were finished, the car was still dead. Sometimes a situation, no matter what you do, it's like you will not be able to fix it.
And
this morning I want to share with you a little bit about hope and fatalism, which is like a hopelessness. And Abraham, he was facing a hopeless situation. And it says that against all hope, he believed. In other words, he found hope where there was no hope. It says in hope he believed. In other words, he still believed. He still carried hope even though the situation was hopeless. How can you look at something that is hopeless and still carry hope? And that's what I want for us to be able to do as a person, you should be able to stand in a very dark place and still believe. But But most people in the world are not where Abraham was.
They're
not standing believing in the face of hopelessness.
But they
give up.
And
they walk around with an emptiness.
Or
a resignation, kind of just giving up. So first I want to talk about no
hope.
There's this term fatalism, which it may be difficult to translate, but I will try to make sure you understand what fatalism is. People who are fatalistic are people who have given up believing that they can have an influence over something. It's linked to the idea of death. In that word in English, is fatal means you've been given a blow that will kill you. And there are entire cultures on earth that believe that everything is outside of their control. So they go about life with a what will happen will happen.
There's
nothing I can do about it. They believe things are predetermined at some other level. Everything is ordained.
It's
controlled by the stars or the ancestral spirits. The gods we don't know, we just think they control. So, for example, people in India will drive around and not wear a seatbelt.
Because
they believe when it's their time, it's their time. It's not in their hands.
So they've
given up trying to control at all. But what a hopeless situation. Just living, not knowing if today is your last. Not caring about the long-term future. Because who knows, maybe it will never come. And this idea permeates certain cultures, and even in Madagascar there's some of that. You think, I'm not in control, something else is in control. And so in the ancient culture here, they would sacrifice to the spirits of the ancestors. Hoping that they could influence the situation for the better. But not really having any true relationship. It's kind of like a blind superstition. You just do the things you're told to do and hope you don't come under a curse. Paul writes to the Ephesians, who probably were a bit like that before they knew God. In Ephesians 2 verse 12,
Ao amin'ny Efesianina toko faharoa dia ny andininy faharoa ambin'ny folo.
He says, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
Dia izao ny voalazany hoe 2:12. Toko faharoa dia ny andininy faharoa ambin'ny folo. Eny, tsarovy fa tamin'izany andro izany dia tsy nanana an'i Kristy ianareo fa oloko azy tamin'ny fanjakan'ny Israely ary vahiny tamin'ireo fanekeny ny teny fikasana dia tsy nanana fanantenana sady tsy nanana an'Andriamanitra teo amin'izao tontolo izao.
This might be the position you're in.
Mety izany koa angamba ny toerana mety hoe misy anao.
Maybe you became a Christian and now you've got God, but you haven't yet discovered that you've got new hope.
Mety hoe lasa kristianina ianao dia lasa nanana an'Andriamanitra fa ianao mbola tsy nahatsikaritra hoe ianao ne manana fanantenana vaovao e.
This position is a mental stronghold that says I have no control, no influence.
Izany toerana izany a dia resaka ny an-tsainany ilay izy ohatra ny hoe miazona antsika ny an-tsaintsika ny hoe za tsy man tsy zavatra azoko atao mihitsy tsy izany ho mifeny zava-misy.
Lower social classes, or in other words, poorer people.
Ny olona ohatra ny hoe klasy ambanimbany kokoa na hoe tenena amin'ny teny hafa hoe ny olona mahantra kokoa
tend to be more fatalistic.
Dia ohatra ny hoe mirona makany amin'izany ohatra ny tsy fananana fanantenana izany.
There's no holy righteous discontentment. They're not dissatisfied. They're easily satisfied with very little.
Tsy manana an'ilay tsy fahafaham-po masina ao anatiny ao izy fa ohatra hoe na ilay zavatra kely iny fotsiny ohatra ny ananany dia efa mionona amin'izay izy.
There's no great ambition.
Tsy misy ohatra ny hoe zavatra manosika an'azy lehibe ao anatiny ao.
Neither noble ambition nor greedy ambition. There's neither.
Tsy misy na ohatra ny hoe zavatra tsara na mety hoe zavatra mety fitiavatenana ohatra an'izany tsisy an'izay.
See, a noble ambition would be I could do something great for God.
Ohatra izao ilay hoe le ohatra ny hoe farisiana tsara izany mety hoe afaka miteny anao afaka manao zavatra goavana kokoa an'Andriamanitra.
Selfish ambition would be I could do something to make myself great.
Delele fitiava tena indray a afaka mitenena za afaka manao zavatra mba tonga ny tenako tsara kokoa.
But I don't see guys building pyramids.
Fa za tsy mahita olona mandrafitra piramide.
I just was at Ansirabe the other day. I drove all the way there and all the way back.
Fa za nandeha nakany Ansirabe tamin'indray andro izay nandeha nakany dia verina avy eo.
I didn't see pyramids.
Tsy nahita piramida.
No one building anything that's to be great.
Tsy misy manangana zavatra mba hoe ho tsara be.
What I saw was one house that looked like another house and one rice paddy that looked like another rice paddy.
Fa zavatra hitako a trano anankiray a dia mitovy amin'ilay trano anankiray hafa ihany koa ny paozin'ilay izy dia mitovy ihany dia tambary a dia mitovy amin'ilay tambarin'ilay olona anankiray ihany ilay tambary anankiray izay hafa.
Most houses had two or three levels.
Dia ny ankabeazan'ny trano rehetrarehetra ohatra ny hoe misy rihana roa na telo eo.
Nothing to make them look any different from any other.
Tsy misy zavatra hafa mihitsy mampiavaka anazy amin'ilay hafa.
And I looked and I thought that's normal, that's what everyone's happy with.
Just
give me my food for today.
I'm
happy.
I
got no ambition.
Tsy misy ohatra ny hoe farisiana.
No grand dream.
Tsy misy nofinofo goavana.
See, that's a kind of fatalism.
Izany ilay karazany zavatra ohatra ny hoe tsy manana fanantenana.
It's a kind of hopelessness.
Ohatra ny hoe fa tsy manana fanantenana ianao.
Because there's no faith that the future will be better than the present.
Tsy misy mihitsy izany finoana manambara hoe ny ho avy dia ho tsara kokoa noho ny amin'izao ankehitriny izao.
No, it's just what we have is what we've always had, what we always will have.
Hoe izay zavatra nananay izao dia ohatr'izao foana ihany ny nananay tany aloha tany dia mbola ohatr'izao ihany amin'ny manaraka.
Does that sound at all Malagasy to you?
Ohatrohatra ny hoe Malagasy ve aloha izany aminareo e? Mifahenonareo amin'izany.
To me, people like to hold on to things as they are.
Ho anahy ny fahitako anazy aloha ohatrany hoe tia hiazona ny zava-misy arak'izay mahaizy azy eo e iny ihany ny olona.
Foreigners come here and look at the people and think, how can they be so happy?
Dia tonga ny vahiny dia mijery an'ny olona dia miteny hoe fa maninona zareo ohatrany hoe faly be.
with so little. On the one hand, that's wonderful. But it's also sad if you have no big dream, no vision, no ambition. Especially if you tell me it's because you have no influence, no ability to change things. Then you're actually saying, I have no control. And that's kind of hopeless.
But
Abraham believed in something that lay in the future. Against hope, meaning the situation looked hopeless. So that's the first kind of person, the person that has no hope, no dream, no vision. You live in a culture where we need to break that.
And
people need to get inspired to see something great. To do something great for God. To believe great things of God. The second kind of hope, that was no hope. The second kind of hope is false hope. And now I'll tell you about what human nature does when they do get power. Most of us say, I can't change things because I don't have enough money. But once nations start making money, then they start putting their hope in money.
See,
what you discover is people with more money, they feel that they can control things better. And so you move from having no control to saying, I am in control. And with my money, I will influence everything to make it work out the way I want. And some of you still think your breakthrough will come when you get money. But that's also a false basis for hope. And it's amazing, I saw this illustrated in the last year. Someone was dying in South Africa of cancer, they couldn't
be healed.
And lots of people were like so engaged in this whole thing. They're so caught up in the feeling of what's going on.
We're
fighting.
We're
praying.
We're
paying for medical treatment. And then someone dies anyway, way before their time, not old. And hundreds of people were in shock. How can it be that we lose someone that old, that young? We thought we were in control.
We
had the best doctors, the best medicine.
And it's
almost like a massive, exaggerated amount of emotional trauma.
And at
the same time, one of you lost someone dear.
They took
ill.
Nararis.
They were young and they died.
And
there was no massive gatherings and conversations and grieving. There was genuine grieving in the family and the friends. But there was rapid acceptance of that reality. As a foreigner, I sometimes see Malagasy people lose someone dear and they quickly accept that reality. But in South Africa, they're still kicking and screaming against it. They don't want to accept that someone died.
Because
they feel more in control than you do. They put their hope in medicine and they believed they could take control of life and make sure everyone lives a long life. But I wish they were more like you. I wish the people in the West could get over it because death is almost also part of life. It is out of our hands. So this position of no hope is not the right position. Saying, I'm not in control and nothing will ever change. And this position of saying, I can control everything is also false hope. So what should you hope in? And I'm
going
to tell you, you should hope in the faithfulness of God. The goodness of God. But He's a God to whom you can pray. The glorious thing of our faith is that we can reconcile both these positions. And listen carefully now. God is in control and you have a part to play. When God approaches us, He opens up an incredible invitation. He says, let's walk together. He's in control. But He's inviting you to call on Him. Consider the story, this always blows my mind. Elisha and Joash
Erdre tsara nele tatarani elisa si joase tena malina pe ana mintsy ti tatararay ti.
Through Elisha, God says to Joash, strike the ground with your arrows.
Tamne lalani Elisa nun te
hit the ground.
Yeah.
Joash must hit the ground.
Nun tenen anandre mantra ve Joash de mila kapkan le tany amne lalan le
and
speaking.
And I'll defeat your enemies.
Amle sanat speaking to this way de zakwa no andresin fafaluna reo.
So Joash has to do something because God's going to respond. God remains in control the whole time. But he invites Joash to participate. And Joash kind of goes with his, he goes tap, tap, tap. He's a bit passive. He's not very big about that. And God's actually a little offended then and says, hey man, you had such an opportunity, but you went small, you didn't go big. So now only most of your enemies will be defeated, but not all of them. I don't even get that God actually allows Joash to determine something of his own victory.
Now
you have to think about that in the context of your own life.
So ino mila mieritreritra tsara mikasika an'izay eo amin'ny ohatran'ny hoe fiainanao manokana.
Could it be that God says to you, come and exercise faith?
Andriamanitra ve mety hoe niteny taminao hoe tonga avy ianao dia ampiasao ny finoanao.
Ask me for something.
Mangata zavatra amiko.
And believe.
De mino.
Despite circumstances.
Ninninona toejava misy.
You're in a place of hopelessness, but you have God.
So you're
not without Christ and without hope.
You
have both.
And
God says, now believe
me.
Like in Matthew 6, it says, can read it, Matthew 6, verse 6 to 8.
And don't you forget to get Matthew to Kfayenna, then in Din Fayenna Katram Fafal.
When you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
Fayenokus Ram Favak, Demitiro am Nevchano, Kareva for Indrano, Faravarano, Dem Favam Raino, Isayo Mangingin, Arn Raino, Zemaito Mangingin, and Wamaleno.
When you pray, don't heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
Aram vavaka nareo dia aza mba manao teny maro foana tahaka ny gentilis fa ataony amin'ny maro ny teny no iainona azy.
This is an invitation from God to come and ask.
Io anefa nasana avy amin'Andriamanitra hoe mandrotsoa dia mangata.
And he says, it's not even a special technique that you need.
You're
not heard because of your many words. God already knows your situation. He's just saying, live it out with me, bring it to me. But too many of us just sit in the hopeless position. I can't change my life. You can't. But God can. God's saying, respond, do something with faith. In the parable of the persistent widow, the widow that kept on asking. Luke tells us that Jesus told this parable. To the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. In other words, you should always be making requests of God. And never give up. Never lose heart. What we have is a God who responds to faith. Have you thought about that? God responds to faith. You just have to say, God, I'm calling on you. I'm asking. I'm praying for this. And he's big enough. At that point, you have hope even in hopelessness. You are not in control, but the one who is in control is with you. What's the result? I think we should have a holy optimism. How will Madagascar be in 10 years' time? Better if we pray. How will your life be in 10 years' time? Better if you pray. If you invite God in and say, let's go on the road together. You should have optimism. Believing in a better future. Not just the same plate of rice. One where the zebu on top of the rice is bigger than the rice under the zebu. I dream of a Madagascar where the zebu is tender. Soft. Without having to marinate it for 5 weeks. You have to have some dream, some vision, something that says the future will be better. Because God is in your life. Because God is alive and He answers prayer. God is in your future, redeeming all things. If God was asleep, if God was not a redeemer, I would be worried. But there is a Redeemer. And my Redeemer lives. And He's working in the future of my life to bring things to wholeness. I think a next generation should do better because of God, not because of luck.
He's
at work.
Miasi.
So it doesn't depend on our perfection. But His goodness. I was standing here when we were worshiping. And I looked to my right.
And
I saw my son's hands were lifted up.
Higher
than I can reach.
Because
he's taller than me.
And
I was undone because God is at work.
He's
praising God before I was, when I was his age, I was somewhere
else. So
when you put your hope in God,
the
future should look greater than the present.
And that
means I can live toward that future.
I can
save money because I believe something greater could happen.
I can
have a dream and take action towards it.
That's
the kind of hope we should have. We should believe something's better is coming and we prepare for it.
You
know what a prophetic people is?
A
people who see the future by faith.
And
then they prepare for it now.
That's
what God wants us to do. A Christian carries
hope
because God is in the future working and redeeming. We know who's in control.
And
we know we have a part to play.
Let's
pray. Heavenly Father, take a hold of our hearts. Fill us with a holy optimism. Believing in the future because you are in the future.
And
journeying with you because you are with us. Build faith in us.
That
even in hopelessness we would hope.
Because
you are there.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.